At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have Kavya with us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to talk to you. So background for people listening, I found you through Dodie technically, which is really funny. So if anybody watched like my video about it, I think I put a video about it or like saw my Instagram post, like Dodie came to Indianapolis and wore one of my pieces for the show. And it was really cool. And then, you know, obviously at every show she was doing, she was wearing different designers and stuff. And she wore this freaking beautiful gown one of the nights. And I was like, who the frick did that? That is incredible. What the heck? And lo and behold, it was Kavya. And funny enough, we had a mutual connection already because you're friends with Noemi, who I also had on the podcast. And then it was this whole like, oh my gosh, what is happening moment for me. And like, that's just so freaking cool.
Same. I mean, I felt the same way.
Right.
When, okay, first of all, after mm-hmm. that, when I saw that you started following me, mm-hmm. I freaked out. And then, and then you messaged me. I was like, what's happening?
That's so funny.
And yeah. And I immediately texted Noemi mm-hmm. about that. And yeah, I told her, hey, she asked me to be on her podcast. It's insane, dude. It's like, how many cool things can happen in a day?
Literally, no, it's so funny because then I was DMing Noemi too and I was like, oh my god, she is so talented, what the heck. And she was like, no, she's like so excited about you talking to her. I was like, I'm excited, what the frick, like this is so cool.
I like that energy.
I know, I love it. And I feel like the fashion community, at least the one that like I feel like I'm in, is so interconnected. And it's so cool to see that. Like every time I like find somebody, I already have like some sort of mutual connection already. And I'm like, this is like such a small world. What the heck?
And that's my favorite part.
Exactly. No, it's like, so cool.
And coming into this industry, I thought it would be very competitive. And
right.
Also I blame Project Runway for that.
Oh, everything absolutely.
It's cutthroat and all that. I'm like, okay. People can be mean, but actually it's the opposite. At least everybody I met, it's
the
opposite.
Yeah, I think
I
so
like
too.
That it's not competitive in a way that's ugly, but support it.
Yes, exactly. I feel like I'm sure the industry at some point was very cutthroat like that, but I feel like in this new day and age, I feel like people are starting to be a little more relaxed, which like, thank God, because I could not do the whole cutthroat situation. Not for me either. But anyway, give us like, you know, a background of yourself and like, you know, what you do, how you got to where you are, your little you know, your fashion background.
First of all, thank you for having me.
Of course
It's really one of my dream come true. Like, my name is Kavya. I am 28 years old and I'm a Boston-based designer. I don't know if, both Boston and New York-based designer now.
Yes, exciting.
From India. I moved to US, I'd say 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to do something in fashion, but I wasn't really, how do I put it? I wasn't really sure if I can do this. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe styling or maybe opening a boutique and having other designers, you know, in mm-hmm. my boutique. But yeah, I moved to Boston and then I joined School of Fashion Design and everything fell in place. Like my instructors are mm-hmm. very supportive. So I learned from scratch. I did not know how to do anything before I joined school.
Wow.
So I learned how to sew in 2 years, make patterns. And yeah, before I joined school, I was actually a market research analyst. Mm-hmm. And yeah, trying to like play it safe, I guess. Yeah. But then I was like, no, I have to do what I always wanted to do. So that's how I joined School of Fashion Design Boston. And then, mm-hmm. and then rest is history, I guess.
That's so cool. I love yeah. hearing people who like, just did a whole like 180 on their lives, and it's just like, you know what, yeah. no, we're gonna go for it. Like, I love that so much.
Not only did I move countries, I also changed my
literally
careers, and yeah. That's like too much information at once, I guess. I was yeah. just going with the flow.
Yeah, just no, that's a lot,
and I'm not complaining one bit.
I love that. No, but like moving countries is already such a big deal. What was like your experience like moving to the US, and like what are things that like surprised you, maybe both good and bad?
So definitely culture shock, I would say.
Yeah, for
although
sure.
I did grow up watching movies, mm-hmm. it's definitely different when you experience it in person.
Yeah,
but I'd say overall it's been more pleasant than anything else. I've had very supportive instructors, very supportive friends, mm-hmm. and everybody I met, like all aspects, everybody has been really, really nice.
Good.
So yeah, I have nothing to complain about anything here. It's been smooth, I would say.
Good.
Smoother than I expected. I thought I'd have to work a lot, mm-hmm. to fit in.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just came naturally.
That's so good to hear. I feel like also a lot of parts of the US are very diverse anyway. So you kind of find people that you can relate to in a lot of different ways. I feel like that's how it was for like me and my family growing up here too. It's like you eventually find people that.
When did
like,
you move here?
I moved here when I was 5. So I was very young.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously like my parents are much older. So okay. It's like a culture shock for them more than it obviously was for me, because I was too young to really remember much. But even just like as a family, like fitting into yeah. places is very yeah. different, and like culturally speaking also very different, but you always like find people that you can relate to, and it's always like, I don't know, yeah. I think that's a cool part of the US being like so diverse.
For sure. For sure. And Boston yeah. especially, it's oh, such an amazing yeah. community. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. I've never been, but I've heard.
You should come here sometime.
I should. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Let me know when you're here.
Will do. Will do.
So that's my background.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just completely like from marketing to starting do my own thing.
Yeah. yeah.
Right now I am working as a technical designer, mm-hmm. in New York. So I've always worked towards having a full-time job, mm-hmm. before I started something on my own.
Right.
So I am in the process of starting something on my own, still learning.
Of course. I mean, yeah, I feel like everybody's constantly learning. I don't think you ever completely stop learning.
Stop. Yeah. Especially in this industry, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Even just like all the technology part of it is obviously so ever changing. Like, I feel like I'm already behind because I missed that part of like Clo 3D that everybody now knows how to do in school. I'm like, I missed that. Like, now I'm behind. Like, I don't know how
you
to
remember
do that.
In on DMs, I was asking you, mm-hmm. how does it actually work? I want to join FID for some things.
Right.
And, yeah. So I actually wanted to join for Browseware.
Oh, okay.
They have a beginner level and expert level, I believe. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very confusing. That's why I was asking you.
Yeah.
But it turns out my company actually trained me in that. So I don't actually have to pay for
that's so nice.
So yeah, I guess manifesting.
Yeah, you really manifested that. That's so perfect. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think there's so many things in the industry that are always changing and you always have to be learning about it. Yeah. So you know, I get that.
In all honesty, let me ask this first.
Yes.
Do you like working on patterns like on the table, or do you like it?
I do. Yeah. I prefer to do it by hand. And? Like, I just, cause that's how I learned it. So I feel like I'm faster at it, but obviously I love the convenience of being able to do it on a computer and like, maybe like the, I don't know, you can like fix things quicker and like visualize it. Like, I like the yeah. idea of it, but I'm so much better at like actually drawing them out.
Same. I yeah. actually learned how to do it by hand on the table, mm-hmm. and then just you know, altering it or fixing right. something in the body. But yeah, there's this like, it's convenient that two clicks and you're adding fullness and
exactly.
you can actually see it on the body next to it. But yeah. I prefer doing it on the table. It's like,
yeah.
I'm a hairdresser and I'm trying to cut hair.
Right.
In the soft way. It's like, it's so weird.
It's weird. It's weird. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it like loses its art a little bit if you do it.
The charm of it.
Yeah. But then at the same time, some people are so talented at doing it on a computer too, yeah, that you're like, yeah. oh my gosh, how do they even do that? I could never. It's so yeah. cool.
Yeah. But you know, although I like doing it on the table, I eventually want to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. So for example, you know, the sizing issues we run into
or, yep.
or grading up and down, if
yep.
that can be done faster, mm-hmm. then it can save a lot of money and
yeah.
Also cater to a lot of audience.
Exactly.
That's why I am keen on learning it, even mm-hmm. though it's not my go-to option.
Yeah, no, that's what I would love to learn too, especially just like doing any sort of custom like sizing or custom looks for anybody. The fact that you could like kind of create their body in the software so they can see it on themselves, I think is so cool. I'm like, I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah,
but I have yet to learn it. But
it's expensive.
It's so expensive. I did the 2-week like trial that they let you have. I was barely able to learn anything in those 2 weeks because it takes so long to learn it. And then it's like $50 or something, and I'm like, I don't have the money for this.
Oh, you're talking about Clo3D.
Yeah, just yeah, any program of them is just very expensive.
Yeah, Clo3D is it is. Yeah. But wait till you learn how much Browseware is.
Oh, I bet it's so much. Yeah,
I don't know how much it is because I tried to look at the price and mm-hmm. the website said, oh, it said something like, I had to talk to an agent. So
that's when you know it's a lot.
Agent, that you know it's going to be like a 15 grand or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is per seat.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I'm like,
It's not like you can buy the software outright and use it forever.
Yeah. It's like a subscription all the time. I hate it. I'm like, I just want to learn, but I don't have the money to be spending on that right now. Yeah, I'm like I wish it was just more accessible because it's such a great tool.
It is.
But I don't know.
Much like Gerber.
Yeah, I'm like, I would love to learn Gerber too. I've never learned it, but it's like also been a very expensive tool to just randomly have. So.
Yeah, if you know how to make patterns on the table, it's easy to do it on Gerber because it's just, it's pretty intuitive. But it's very, very expensive. And
exactly.
Small businesses, like, forget small business. Even medium-sized
right.
businesses cannot afford
to. Yeah, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been starting to, like, look into working with manufacturers, and a lot of them use Gerber, and they're like, oh, do you have Gerber files for this? I'm like, no. Like, I've got Adobe Illustrator files for you.
Yeah, please use this. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It's so bizarre.
It is. It's
I hate that. I hate that about that.
I know. Too. Me too. But you know, I get it. It is what it is. But maybe one day it'll be better.
At least we know we can use Adobe Illustrator.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, thank God somebody figured out how to do it on Adobe and it's like easy. Obviously, it doesn't like translate into those other programs as well. I think it does translate into Clo.
Oh, does it?
I feel like I've heard that it does. I've never tried it, but I think it does, which would be really nice because it's just so much easier to do it on Adobe.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can use it for a lot of other things and not just pattern making. And so it's like a more, I don't know.
Well, that's exciting, actually.
I know. I mean, I don't know if that's true. I'm just putting it out there. But I feel like I've heard that it works.
Well, so. Then we can't know everything.
Exactly. We don't know. I've never even tried, but I think I've heard it work. So that would be really nice if it does. But have you started your technical design job already? Your technical
I
designer
did.
Job?
It's been over a month.
Okay. How's it going?
I'm still in the training process of it because like I said, all my previous internships and all my past apprenticeship and everything was flat on the table,
right.
working with hands, fitting on the models, and then going from there. Everything is software. So everything is online. It's a new way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to say, but I work for a company who does fast fashion. So they don't, I mean, I don't want to say a lot of things, but
I know
it's different. It's much different. It's not like, it's not precise as I, let me put it that way. So yeah. I used to fit on bodies that say an eighth of an inch mattered, like here.
Right.
Yeah. So like mostly stretchy fabrics, which again, I'm not used to.
Yeah.
I'm mostly used to wovens. The training's been good. I'm learning a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to work on browseware and mm-hmm. definitely a lot of other softwares, which I'm yet to learn.
Yeah.
But it's going good so far.
Good. I'm glad. I feel like, I don't know, I would be so scared to start working at an actual company like that. I have another friend who's also like working at like a big corporate kind of job in fashion. And I don't know, it just sounds so scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, it intimidating.
Was scary, but I've always wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. Especially in New York. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. That's like the place to do it.
Yeah. It's silly looking at it now that mm-hmm. Working in fashion is the same anyway, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Growing up, I always wanted to do that and mm-hmm. manifesting again, I guess.
Yes. No, I love that. I think it's, I don't know. I feel like New York's like that like movie moment where like every fashion movie's in New York.
I know.
So you like want to live that life, even though they always portray it to be really bad. Like whenever it's a fashion movie, it's like they get treated so poorly and everybody's like, wow, that's the dream. I'm like, why do we all want that?
It's actually not. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you actually grow up, you realize a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly.
That fashion job anywhere is the same.
It really is. It's not that great all the time.
But... Yeah. And you have access to fabrics everywhere. So
yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be in New York.
Exactly, which is nice, but it's really cool that you did get that in New York, and I'm glad it's going well, because I don't know, there's a lot of horror stories out there, so
yeah I mean, I hope I don't have stories to tell like
yeah
that. But no, honestly, my boss, all my colleagues are really really supportive
and good,
and they have very similar background like mm-hmm. mine.
Okay.
We started off either you know, working as a custom designer or as a fit specialist,
mm-hmm.
so they can relate to things that I understand and don't understand, and they train me on that, so it's pretty good.
That's so nice. That's, I feel like it's rare to find like a good scenario, good so boss, that's really good. Yeah, oh my gosh.
No, that's, I think so good. I was pretty nervous.
No, I bet.
But yeah, everything's working out so far.
Good. Was it hard for you to find a job, or like, was it pretty easy too?
Funny you should ask. Do you know how many jobs I applied?
Well, I'm asking because so many people ask me like, how easy is it to get a job in fashion? I'm like, I never applied, so I really don't know. So like, you know, I want to hear it.
Yeah, I applied for a ledge of 300 companies from,
wow,
I would say, yeah, I would say for solid 8 months, if not mm-hmm. if not a year.
Wow.
So before that, I was working on building my portfolio, putting mm-hmm. everything together.
Yeah.
A lot of collaborations with photographers, models, and
yeah,
more like a creative collaboration. So I put my portfolio together, and then I started applying for a lot of different companies, and yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult to hear or like read the email that says, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going forward with you. And then,
right.
Yeah, it's, I would say if you are from, I don't know, I can't just put a finger on it.
Yeah.
What makes it, what makes you different from another person, why they go with them. Mm-hmm. I think definitely having experience is what they prefer over.
Right.
Someone who is new, mm-hmm. which is sad, but I think it will work out. I'd say give yourself 6 months to 8 months to get a job. See what's working, what's not.
Right.
Change your resume based on that. You know what I did? I mm-hmm. went, I looked at all the people who are hiring managers. I looked mm-hmm. at their resume on LinkedIn. I stalked them, and then I started mm-hmm. using the words that they use, like to change my resume.
Yeah,
to make it sound,
that's smart.
More professional. I don't know.
Yeah, no, so, that's so smart.
In a way, trying to tell them that I know you want to hear this, so here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a time consuming process.
No, it definitely is.
I'd say don't give up if you're really, really desperate about getting a job. Otherwise, you can start on your own or apprentice with your friends or there's a lot of ways to start off. That's another thing I did when I was not working like full time. I would intern for a lot of people and then get experience that way.
Right.
Or like learn some things, because you learn a lot when you have to deal with pattern making. It's not just one way.
Oh,
you
can
do something. Mm-hmm. So also you can learn a lot of creative ways to make a pattern that you didn't know. So it's not all for waste. It's even if it is just some random thing, it's never waste of
time. Right. No, I think that's solid advice. And I mean, even in other industries, I've heard it's really hard to get a job nowadays. I don't know, like my friends that are right now graduating college from like very normal majors and stuff, like are having a really hard time finding jobs too. So I'm like, I don't think it's just the fashion industry right now either. Just everybody's kind of struggling. So congratulations on getting a job.
Thank you. All for 300 applications.
Thank you. It was worth it, I hope. So that's really good.
I mean, the main motivation for me to get a job is to actually see how the industry works. And because I can start on my own, small, you know, much like how everyone else did. But I was just hoping, is there something that I can actually learn? Is there something that I'm missing out? Mm-hmm. I'll let you know if I actually find out, but so far I haven't found anything that I'm missing out.
Yeah. I don't know. So I think about that too, because my original plan when I graduated college was to work for a little bit and then start my own thing eventually, because that's just the normal path people tell you to do, you know? But obviously since the pandemic happened and I had to move back home and just things were different, it worked out differently for me. But sometimes I feel like maybe like it would have been good to have a job in the industry to like learn things. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there are pros and cons.
Right.
Starting off early gave you a good, I mean, you started earlier than you would later, I guess.
Right.
I mean, what you would do now is the same thing you would do later. So but I guess as long as you network or connect with people,
yes,
you always know what you're missing out on, what you're not missing out on. So like, for example, now I can say like 6 months down the line, you ask me, so what have you learned or not?
Maybe
I can tell you and tell you like, okay, you missed out on these things. So I don't think you necessarily have to work. I'd say you can compensate that by networking.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. I hadn't thought about that, but I feel like I've learned a lot through the people that I've met, so that without even thinking about it. So
I think that is it. I am realizing that now, because like you said, it's a path that you want to follow. So I, without looking left or right, I just like, okay, this is the path I'm on. And now that I am on it, I'm thinking, but I guess I would be more confident. I guess we're all different, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
And we all have different paths.
Exactly. And it all works out in the end anyway. So it's fine.
I'm not worried.
Exactly.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
We all are a little bit, but we don't need to say that. It's fine. So you say that you want to like do your own thing eventually too. So like what do you want to do eventually?
I have to credit my instructor Daniel for that. He has a custom salon in Boston where he makes, let's say, gowns for the custom gowns for brides, bridesmaids, mother of brides, and all
that. So
when I started actually working for him, I realized it's a beautiful community, and also a beautiful line of fashion. Phrase, I don't know. So growing up in India, it's never that the body fits the dress. sorry, did I say it? Yeah, I think I'm saying it wrong. It's never that the dress fits the body. It's the...
Wait, and now I'm thinking about it. I know what you're trying to say, and I'm trying to think of how it's proper. So... I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm dumb.
No, so, but I get it.
The dress...
Yes.
Fits the body, not the other way around.
Yes, 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 yes. That is it.
Oh my God. Like my brain cells are actually working so hard.
No, I know. Me too. I was like, wait a minute. No, yes. The dress is made for you. You are not made for the dress.
Yeah. That's
yes. That's you got it. Yes.
So I really like that. And I forgot about that after moving here. And working for him, it just reminded me, oh yeah, it's actually how it was always been, and somewhere along the line it's changed. So that's what I want to focus on, making custom clothes. It doesn't necessarily have to be gowns or anything. It can be client basis, what they want.
Right.
That's something I want to start off with. And also a couple of my ideas that I want to bring to life that I would like to make and put it in the world.
Right.
And if they like it, I can make it for them. If they don't, they can change some things, like maybe add pockets, maybe change change the fabric or whatever they want. Whatever the end result is, make it in a way that they actually want to wear it for longer than compromising.
I think that's so smart, and I feel like it's funny because I think the fashion industry as a whole was like that at a certain point in time, and everything was custom made, and you know, people had very few pieces, whatever, and then it switched to the fast fashion model so fast, and I feel like now we're trying to like get back to that older style of doing things again. But it's like so cool that like clothes can be made like exactly for you, exactly how you want it, and then they last longer, you spend less money on clothes overall because you are, you know, are happy with what you have, and it's better for everybody.
Yeah. And say someone likes linen more than cotton. You can do that, and vice versa. And it's very similar to what you're doing also, you know, you are thoughtfully making a collection and catering it to the audience.
Exactly.
And making it how they want it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I feel like that's the goal. You want to make sure that like everybody can wear what you have, and like, you know, that like obviously one style isn't going to go for everybody, but maybe there's like a little tweak that you can make, or like making it like a little bit more modest so that more people can wear it, or like things like that are just like little tiny tweaks, but it would like help make it a little bit more inclusive in a lot of ways too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah. I love that. I love that idea so much.
Hopefully sometime I will start working on it. I think I'm more scared to start than anything else.
It's hard and it's scary to start because it's not guaranteed that it'll do well. And I think it's also hard when you're doing custom stuff to like build up like the clientele and like get customers that like trust you to start, because you have nothing, like no background to go off of yet. I think that's the hardest part. And then like once you get going, then like, you know, people start talking and it's great and word of mouth, whatever. But I feel like the starting is so hard when you're in that kind of space.
Yep you just said what I wanted to say. I guess that's the most scariest part. So another reason why I wanted to get a full-time job is, so while I am actually working on that beginning part of the business, I can actually have a reliable source of income.
Yes.
So I'm not freaking out all the time.
Yes. And
say someone wants a luxurious fabric for whatever reason, I can afford it without asking them to, please give me some money to buy some fabric.
Right. No, it's so true though. It's so hard to live without a stable income. Like so hard.
So that's the plan. That's the long-term plan.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, you've got time. You don't have to be doing everything right away, you know?
Yeah, so thanks for that. It's all good.
I mean, I feel like I need to tell myself that too, because I get so like worried, like, oh my God, I need to be doing all these things right now. But then I'm like, you know what? Like, there's time. Like, why am I rushing things so much? Like, it's fine. It'll all work out when it needs to.
Yeah, you definitely have a lot of time. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
Dude,
I just feel like I'm 30 already. Like I think the pandemic aged me like 10 years. Like, I feel like 2 years were like 10 years for me because I went from
me backwards.
See, like for me, like I went from being a college student in New York to like being a business owner. So like, it was like such a big transition in such a short amount of time. And like, all my friends are still in college, but like, I'm an adult and like, I'm living on my own. Like, it just made me feel like I'm so much older than I am.
You should be proud of yourself. You actually did a lot of things all by yourself. And honestly, given a chance, I probably wouldn't be able to do that. Meaning,
thank you.
Probably won't have guts to do that. You did it.
So yeah. Well, thank you. I feel like part of it was just like I had no other choice because I in Indiana there's absolutely no fashion industry whatsoever. So it's like if I want to work in what I like love, mm-hmm. like I just have to do my own thing because there's no other option for me. And luckily, it all worked out. But
thank God for social media.
Thank God for social media. I literally would be nowhere without social media. Like
I mean, you would be, but it would.
But
take
like, not really. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like I wouldn't have like all the connections that I have or like meet all the people that I've been able to meet. And like, I don't know, just, I love social media for that. Like I hate social media a lot of the times, but I love it for that reason.
You know what? I should learn a lot from you. I'm so bad with social media. I just post once a month and then I'm like, oh, why don't I have others? I have people saying something, but yeah, I should just get better at it.
You know, it's hard. I mean, because if you focus too much on social media, then you don't have enough time to focus on your actual designs and doing stuff. And like, you do like very complex things. So it's like I do very simple designs. So it's easier for me to kind of like balance that time. But like, sometimes I wish I had more time to like do more like cool techniques and like go back. Cause I used to love making gowns in college that like I was going to specialize in evening wear and do that route. Obviously in the pandemic, nobody was going out. So I wasn't making custom gowns, but like, that's like my dream. Like I love gowns, but I'm like, I never have time to make them because I have to work on these millions of other things. Whereas like you're out here making these beautiful pieces. Oh my God. No, I'm literally like the dress that Dodie wore. I'm literally obsessed with, like, that was the most beautiful thing ever. What the heck?
Thank you.
Yes.
Makes me feel better than I am.
Yes. No, you should.
It just all that dress is a funny story. It just this photographer, like, remember I was telling you that I was trying to collaborate with a lot of photographers
yes
to build my portfolio. So this photographer reached out to me and like, oh, I want to shoot at a gas station, can you make a dress with a long train or something? So I had gold tulle at that time. So I just like started making a gathered circular skirt and then started throwing ruffle hair and then started doing, I just like initially sewed it on a bra. For Dodi, I actually did it with a corset and everything. But so it was just all impromptu and then just funny how it all came together. It was,
right.
Yeah, it's funny. Other dresses that I actually plan for design with so much care and everything did not get that much attention as this
right
one that I just like made it out of, I don't know, I just
right
kind of made it. I think that's the best part, like when you don't plan it, it's always better.
Honestly, yeah, I think so too. I feel like sometimes the best designs come when they just like randomly come to your head and you just start making them like that. When people ask me about my design process, I'm like, I don't even like to try to plan things. When the inspiration comes, I'll start making it. Like, I don't like to be the mood board type or anything. Like, it just does not work for me.
That's the way to go. Yeah.
Exactly.
Honestly, when people ask me, where do you get your inspiration from? I'm like, Pinterest?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, I guess I like scrolled through and like got a vibe. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I know. I don't have a mood board that I look at and then like, oh my God, this is it.
No, me neither.
I should say I look at a lot of old photos.
Yes.
Like vintage patterns and old photos. And then I just see how the gowns of that era is like incredible.
So beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful.
So I should say I spend a lot of time looking at those pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have I don't know where I get my inspiration from. Fabric, I guess. I don't know.
That's what I always say. I'm like, I guess the fabric inspires me. I don't know. Like, everybody gets it somehow.
I can't give you the answer that you want.
Yeah. I know. I feel like everybody always expects this like long answer of like, well, I think of this and then I draw this and I look at pictures and colors. And I'm like, I know there's people that do that. I'm not one of those people. Not at all.
Me neither. I just like whatever works.
Exactly.
I just throw muslin on the dress form and go with the flow.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sure Naomi will also say the same, but the kind of education that we got in the school that I went to, it's very interesting. Unlike other schools, they don't focus on the whole process of tell me how you got your inspiration from. Instead, they focus on, okay, if this is your sketch, it can be simple, just two darts. How are you going to make it with so much, how do I put it? How are you going to make it that it's actually a quality garment?
Right.
And how it fits different bodies. So if it's not fitting right, how do you fix that problem? So it was more on the technical side of it.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe that's why I never bothered about how I get my inspiration from, as long as it's made well. And if you know how to fix something about it.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of it, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think that's so good. I have always been more on the technical side too. Like FIT compared to other fashion schools is more technical, but obviously it's still a little bit, you know, artsy and whatever. And like the only times we really had to do mood boards were like in our drawing classes, which makes a little bit more sense, obviously.
Same, yeah.
But it's so funny because I would make all my sketches and then make a mood board that could kind of go off the vibe. But it was supposed to be the opposite way. But I'm like, it came afterwards. I don't know.
I have to tell you, I think we lived the same life.
Yeah.
During school. We literally lived the same life. I drew some sketches and then I then found pictures that went with it.
Yep.
And I mean, if my professor listening right now,
they're like, really? I'm like, that's not how it's supposed to be. I'm like, well, it worked and I got good grades. It was fine.
Same. Oh my God. It's so funny. We lived the same life.
Yeah. I was always so confused as to how my classmates could like come up with all these like crazy designs and concepts. And I was like, and they would have like journals and like all these sketches and like conceptual work. And I struggled to even make a little journal page to go with it. And like, I faked like, oh yeah. And then I changed this to the, I don't know. I made it up.
Yeah. In all honesty, I'm not that good at sketching either.
Me neither.
But I can make good patterns.
Yes. That's more important, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I guess we can't always be good at everything.
Right.
But I like pattern making more than anything else, like sewing or making mood boards and trend research.
Yeah.
I guess
me too. I'm definitely more of like the hands-on, like making actual stuff. Like
do you drape a lot?
Sometimes. I feel like a lot of times for my like stuff for my shop, I just like, I have my basic blocks that I know work well, so it's easier for it to pattern make sometimes. But if I'm making new concepts that, you know, are more fun, that I like to drape. Like, I love drapings, but sometimes I'm like, I need to be more efficient and just like pattern it out faster. Yeah. You know,
it's easy to fix things on the table than on the mannequin. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. But it's so much more fun to drape. I feel like, I don't know, it's seeing it come to life right in front of your eyes is so much fun. I love it.
Yeah. But converting the drape into pattern is another process.
I hate doing that. I'm like, if I can drape it and sew it directly and not have to make a pattern in between, that would be nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm always nervous. Like, what if my balance grain's off? I just don't know. I don't know.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a process.
It is definitely a process, but it's a fun one. I don't know.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. Unless it starts going wrong and it doesn't fit, then it's not very fun, but you know.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a whole
other thing. Reminds me of school. I don't know why.
Right. Yeah, I feel like you think everything's going well and you start to like sew it together, put it on the mannequin, and you realize it doesn't actually work well or like doesn't fit or like something's off and you're like, oh no.
I'm in trouble.
It's like, oh no, where did I go wrong? And then you have to undo everything and try to find like what happened, and then it's just, it's rough.
Yeah, it was stressful, wasn't it, the school also? It was the best part of the education, I guess.
Right.
Did you ever cry in school?
Did I cry in school? I've definitely cried over projects, like while I was working on them. I'm trying to think like of a specific moment, but I definitely did. I'm the type to cry about everything. So same. I 100% did at some point. Like, I know that for sure. But I don't know if I like, I maybe have even cried in class before too. I wouldn't be shocked. Like I'm the type. Yeah. 100%.
There was like one point in a semester where everything was so stressful and everything, all the deadlines were coming up. Mm-hmm. I just went to the bathroom, I cried, came back, and then I started working on my patterns again.
That sounds about right.
What happened?
Yep. Okay. Everybody has those moments. It's impossible not to. There was one time, it was at the beginning, like the first semester that I was there. We were working on like samples of stuff for one of my construction classes. We were doing a bunch of like seam samples and like zipper samples and, you know, little things like that at first. And we had like the, what's it called? Like the, like when you have a zipper in your pants, when it like, like the fly front. I'm like, cannot think of the name of that. We had one of those zipper samples to do. And I was like one of the few people in the class who like knew how to like garment construction pretty well before like going into it. A lot of them were just more art-based, so I was like helping everybody with their samples, and everybody was looking at my sample of that because I got it done before everybody else because I was always that student. And then my sample goes missing, and I can't find it, and it's due the next day, and it's like my midterm, like it's like the whole freaking grade. Obviously there was like multiple things, but that was one of like, I don't know, maybe 20 samples or something like that.
And it's not an easy one to sew.
Not an easy one
especially to sew. You don't remember all the steps.
Yeah. And I didn't have another zipper to like buy or like go grab really quick to like do another one. Like I just like didn't even have the time because the lab was about to close and it was due the next day. And I was like, and nobody confessed to giving the zipper. And I think one of my classmates stole it and put it in their portfolio low key. Still never found out, but I swear to God, somebody stole it because there's no other way it would have just randomly disappeared. Because I looked everywhere, literally looked everywhere. It was nowhere to be found. And then I just had to have points off for it. And I was so pissed off for so long. And I probably cried because I was like, I literally had it. Like I had it done. I had it done ahead of time. I was being nice and helping people. And then that happened. So
shit happens.
I know. Obviously, it didn't really I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal. My teacher was totally fine with it, and I only got a couple points off. Like, it wasn't a crazy thing, but I was so mad. So I definitely probably cried at that point.
I would definitely cry for that.
Yep.
I don't know why it's so stressful.
I know. Sometimes I think about like my time in school and I was like, why was I so stressed about everything all the time? Like, it's not that big. Like, it is a big deal. Obviously you're paying for it. You want to get good grades and all the things, but sometimes I put way too much stress on myself. Like as if it was like the end all be all of everything. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, calm down.
Yeah. I guess that's the advice I would give to all the fashion.
Right.
Okay. Chill out.
Yeah. And it's like, also like, I don't know, so much of fashion is just depending on your professor. Like they might love you and love your designs. They might not like you and not like your designs, but somebody else in the industry might like them and you might be successful. Like it's so like subjective sometimes,
which can
get hard.
That's so true because not everyone's style is the same.
Exactly.
Or aesthetic is the same.
Yeah. Like when I studied in Italy, my professors really loved my aesthetic a lot more. And then my professors in New York didn't really like love my style as much, so I was like, okay.
But they shouldn't go based off of what they like,
right? Like they shouldn't.
I mean, the good instructor shouldn't,
right? They shouldn't, but some of them forget that sometimes, and then they're like, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, obviously it was fine. It was never like a big deal or anything, but you can definitely tell that some professors like lean towards a certain style a little bit more than others, and like that can get
but if hard. It's not your style and you don't want to compromise on your
exactly I'm like you're supposed to like be yourself yeah. and like do your own thing but then you do yeah. that and they're like this is weird and I'm like that's okay
it does take a toll on your
yeah it does yes. it totally does and I feel like that's the hard part of being in any sort of arts is like not everybody's gonna like what you do but that doesn't mean it's bad it just might yeah, not be the right audience you know
exactly there's always audience for everything
literally for everything yeah exactly
I know it's I think they should yeah get a yeah. crash course on that
I know really
but again not all professors are like that
right
how's other things going on with you like in terms of your collection and what's next for you?
Well, things are going good. I feel like things are pretty like stable, like stagnant. Like nothing's like growing a lot necessarily, which like whatever, but at least it's like, you know, pretty stable. Like I know what to expect kind of, which is kind of nice. As far as what's next, I'm like hopefully trying so hard to move out of here as soon as I can. Like I'm like very yeah, I'm trying to get out of here. Just because I feel like I lack so many resources around me. And I feel like if I had more resources, I would be so much more successful.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So I feel like I need to just go for it and move. So I'm like actively trying to figure out my like numbers and finances and budget and see if yeah. I can actually make it work. Cause obviously moving to a big city, like I'm trying to move to LA is like just very expensive. And I'm very aware of that. So I want to make sure I'm prepared. Like, I don't want to just go with no plan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, actively trying to work on that because I just feel like my brand like does well, but I feel like it would just do a little bit better if I was in the right place with the right people.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you, I would say I don't know much about Indianapolis, but I would say you do have a lot of opportunities in terms of collaborations and like say a lot of pop-up shops that you might do,
right?
Or more avenues to connect
and yeah exactly and sell,
you know
yeah
so I'd say definitely LA is or wait where's Hollywood isn't
yeah. yeah yeah
yeah
yeah yes it's true
yeah it's pretty good
yeah
you should do that
yeah that's what I'm actively like looking into that and I ideally would like to move by the like in the summer or in the end of the summer or like I don't know ideally yeah. in the summer would be really nice just because I think it's easier to move when the weather's nice because I have to drive across the country with my car and I would rather not do that in the winter when there could be possible snowstorms along the way
oh boy yeah
yeah so I'm like I'm trying to avoid that so ideally yeah. if I can make it work this summer I will. If it doesn't happen this summer, then it's fine. It'll happen whenever. But
yeah,
I'm like really trying to push for it because I just feel like that's like my next step to really like
yeah.
push take it a little time, bit more. Exactly.
It's just to look into it.
Yeah.
Because more networking, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I like when my parents like kind of asked me more about like, what are the benefits and stuff? I just feel like the people in the networking is so much better. Like the fact that you can go to like, I don't know, flea markets or cafes or whatever. And like, you might stumble across somebody who like can change your entire life.
Yeah, or you ask someone on LinkedIn and you just, hey,
right.
I'm here. Do you want to meet up, discuss something?
Exactly.
It's like always nice. You never know what can happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, there's nobody in the industry here personally, like in Indiana at all. So I'm like, if I was just in a place where there are people in the industry, like even just like, I don't know, being able to work with like stylists would be really cool. Like that's like an avenue I would like to like go down on. Like, I think that'd be really cool, but I don't have the resources here to do that or like different photographers or models or whatever, you know, there's just so much.
That's what I meant by collaborations. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There are so many people who are starting off.
Yes.
And who are doing this in a mutual benefit. Like you're helping them by giving your clothes and they are experimenting on and learning how to style different clothes. It's that it's definitely something you should look into.
Yeah.
And also I think there are a lot of fabric stores around.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also really nice because there's none here. I always have to order it online. So that can be life-changing.
I just remembered there are a lot of I wouldn't say factories, but a lot of designers were in LA. So what if they have fabrics that they're not using?
Exactly. Like remedies?
You can just go get them.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's so many resources in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
I just feel like that would be the next thing to like, maybe like boost my business a little bit. Like, I feel like I'm just very stagnant. And if I stay here, I'm just going to stay the same. Cause there's nothing to like, kind of like kick it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that would be the, like, I feel like that's the next thing that can like give it a little push up a little bit more. So
yeah, that's,
so hopefully that's my next step. Ideally. We'll see. We'll see. I keep saying I'm going to move and I really don't know how I'm going to do it, but if I say it enough, I think it'll happen. So I'm just gonna keep saying it.
You should. And that's the principle I believe in also.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
I know. Well, you should definitely go for it. Supporting you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I will, you know, go visit New York soon. So, well, I keep saying that I don't have a plan, but I have so many friends in New York that are like, you need to come. And I'm like, yeah, I'll plan a trip soon. I'll go. Don't worry.
I was going to say, let me know if you are there.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh. There's so many people I want to, there's so many people I want to go see. I need to go. So hopefully I'll plan a trip out there in the summer or something. I don't know. We'll see, but I'll make it out there eventually.
Let me know if you do.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Shout yourself out. Where can people find you?
Yeah, my website and Instagram are both the same. It's Kavya Prakyathi. I'll
have it linked down below. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yes. Go.
They're like, what the hell did she just say?
No, it's okay. People do that even with my name, just because it's long. I don't think my name's hard, but it's long. So people get like, whoa, like, how do you spell that? And I'm like, it's not that deep, but I'll write it down for you. So thank I get you. It.
Yes. Yeah.
Go check her out. Go like every single post, force her to post more. And,
this is my motivation to post more.
Yeah. Peer pressure her to post a little bit more, you know, send DMs, do all should. The things. Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on and, I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.